Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Balance of Power. My name is JP McDaniel, joined by the rest of the dark side. Who do I want to talk to first? Strippin, we'll talk to you. Talk to me about your failures in audio. Your failures in audio.
I spent like $800 on a new microphone and stand, sound card, and all this kind of stuff.
A sound card?
I bought a lot of shit. And the microphone, the stand didn't come with the little adapter for like European America. You know, like when the microphones are the wrong size for the stand?
Sure.
When they come with a little adapter?
No.
Sammy baby doll.
Let's talk to him, Jesse. Let's break it down.
I got like, you'll be in the office. I got like 12,000 of those effing things because I take out the little adapter.
Eventually I found it.
Problem.
I found it amongst some trash. And,
you got it.
Yeah, so I'll probably set that up during the break.
Oh, well, what'd you buy? Spill the fucking beans. I want to know what you got and see what you waste money on.
I got the shit you linked. I got the shit you linked me, and then I got like a.
Hold on. I didn't fucking link you. What are you talking about?
Yes, you fucking did. You linked me a microphone.
Was it the SM7B?
I think so.
Did you get a cloud lifter for it?
No.
You mean this baby right here?
Yeah, this thing right here. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Do you have a cloud lifter?
What the fuck is a cloud?
Do you have any sort of headphone amp?
No is the answer.
Oh man, your mic is gonna be fucking quiet as shit. All
I got Focusrite, so I can control it. So that's probably the same thing.
Maybe. The thing is, those SM7Bs are super quiet, so you have to have some extra clean decibels on them. I'll link you what you need to buy. You can get it from Amazon.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just being... Sound shit is so complicated, guys.
It's a real fucking nightmare.
Oh, you have no... Internet viewers. You have no clue how complicated it sounds.
$1,000 and don't... And I'm not done. It's not set up. I'm not... Like, I still have more shit to buy. It's just like a fucking...
And the only way to learn is repeated trial.
Just failure. Just failure. Yeah, my viewers know because they've seen my trials and tribulations with it, and it's all been live, so they know somewhat of
the one thing I didn't buy. I thought about buying and I didn't buy. Now go buy it. Fuck. All right.
Well, you might. You might have a fucking dB booster already in there. I don't know, but that thing is like that thing's recommended by Shure to use with the
dB
mic.
Boost. I just got boosting.
Okay. If you do it from the mixer, it could add in some harsh audio, but. Besides that, how goes the training for Team Variety Gamer?
Good. We beat a lot of pros at this point.
It's true. We've beaten two pro squads.
We couldn't attend the tournament today because we wanted to be here for you guys.
That's true.
We did this for you, but next week, you better believe.
We might play next. No, next week we got E3. We can't do it.
Oh, fuck. All right, week after E3.
This team has already crumbled. You're already falling apart.
The week after E3, we're doing another Bounce of Power.
We're not even competing, and we're beating them. So, like, it's not even a big deal. And then in, like, 2 weeks when we actually enter, people are going to get so fucking salty when they lose to, like, fucking Variety streamers. It's going to be amazing.
I was watching the European finals yesterday for that. We have no chance in getting to the finals.
We're going to get sick, like, real bad.
Yeah, they're exceptionally better than anything we've ever done.
Europe is just godlike right now.
Yeah. I would think top 16 would be a good goal.
22 hours a day. So they're going to catch you real quick.
You guys are living in a fantasy world, but I love it.
We can beat the Americans.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy that you're so delusional.
Listen, I've seen enough sports movies to know the people that win are the people that don't have any background or any money.
No, the only accurate sports movie is Rudy, and he gets to play for 5 minutes, and then he's happy with it. Everyone's like, he did it. He got to play in the game. That's the most real sports. Everything else is bullshit.
Real talk, though, we have beaten a lot of pros already.
Are you telling me the Mighty Ducks is not about a real situation?
Do you guys remember? Oh, fuck. I saw it on Netflix last night, and now I'm blanking on the name. It was a football movie, The Big Green or something like that from Disney. Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Green Mile, right?
The Green... What? No, it's not that.
No,
I almost believe
it. Weird.
I think it's called The Big Green.
It's a soccer film, right? Football.
I did that thing last night where you're on Netflix and then you search for 30 longer than the actual movie you're going to watch for an actual movie to watch. And I ended up on Chasing Tyson, a great documentary about Evander Holyfield, which you should watch. That's good.
From the people who brought you Angels in the Outfield. It looks
that
fucking
was
terrible.
An amazing
How was it?
Movie.
The Green Monster? Is that what you're looking
How
up?
How was the Big Green?
Oh, the Big Green. The Big Green. I didn't watch it last night. I watched Chasing Tyson instead.
Fucked up.
I remember I watched that movie like 300 times, though, when I was a kid. So maybe I'll go back and watch it. Anyways, good luck with all the audio stuff stripping. Have it working by next. Also, you got to get a. You have a mixer, right?
Yeah, I got a mixer.
So you, do you
that's
have
what,
a?
That's what the Focusrite is mixer.
Do you have a way to feed the mixer back into your PC?
Yes.
Okay, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about that after the stream. Jesse Cox, talk to me about the trials and tribulations of your Overwatch.
Oh, dude!
Experiences,
because
I've been seeing the tweets.
I don't. I think we can just go through Jesse's chronological tweet. So,
I mean, it's not. I'm still the problem that I have is, a lot of people, I think, just because it's a new game, don't understand some of the basics of it, and it's just like, bro, you're killing my life right now. Yeah, it's not. It's everyone's in that. Like, I'm playing for fun mode. It's like, yeah, but the fun is in winning.
When you,
so
I want to read some of your tweets. Let me just read them verbatim. Yeah, here we go.
Jesse's tweets.
Let me just pull up your Twitter.
They're only good with the GIF. That's what sells it.
They're pretty good. Okay, here we go. 18 hours ago, King of the Hill map. Enemy team has two Winstons and a Genji. Someone on my team switches to Tracer. ...
Yeah, that's a thing that happened, and I was like, I don't know. What to tell you, man? That's not going to get them off the point. You can certainly run around and piss them off, but you can't go capture a point, so you're
all
useless.
Right, here we go. June 3rd. Zenyatta player doesn't use healing orb all match, says, I'm not playing to win, just for fun. And then it's a gif of a panda destroying a desk.
I love that panda. Have you seen all those panda commercials, Jesse Cox? They're some of the fucking best. And it's for, like, cheese or some shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not even like it is a completely unrelated product. It's
God,
great.
I love it. I love it. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You went to a Hollywood stylist because you're hosting the Warcraft stuff.
I did. I did go to a stylist and it was hilarious.
How'd that go?
Great. Great. We had a lot of fun going around. She because they were like, we want bright, crazy, snazzy colors. And I was like, okay.
I don't know. Is a big guy to a big guy. I don't know if I would want something bright. I just want to blend in. I don't want to stand out.
Is they want me to match. They want me to match
Michelle. Oh.
But at the same time, not like, because I was like, oh man, if Michelle's going to wear blue, then I want to wear red and go full out horde. And they're like, yeah, but you'd match the red carpet, so we can't do that. I was like, son of a bitch. So I literally have to wear blue. This thing, and so we were like, let's find a blue that is
a blue suit,
like a crazy crazy blue.
You got
like,
you have a blue suit,
like what? Not blue.
Oh,
blue.
What like, the fuck? Blue.
No, like your eyes will go blue. It's insane. And I was like
blue man group blue.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I was like, sure. I mean, it looks. I think it looks. Awesome. I'm in. I was like, it might look awful, but I think it looks awesome. And they were like, this will be great. This will be so good. But my only stipulation, I was like, I don't want to look like a fucking monkey in a suit. So that's all I want.
That's number one rule.
Like, and they're like, don't worry, we got you. I'm like, okay, cool. So
second.
It's ridiculous.
There are four Winstons. We need to counter. Guy on team. How about instead you get a noose and hang yourself?
That happened. That was the thing that happened.
Someone said that.
Wow.
June 1st, looking for people to play with Overwatch. Literally cannot solo without going full salt. These people are capitals. Bad.
They're very bad. Well, here's the thing. The first day that I started playing, because I was gone, and I got back and ended up playing from level 1 a week into the actual game. So everyone I was playing with were the people who either just started or were so bad.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't. I was 2-6 the first day and was losing my mind.
The thing, here's what I experienced, because I was testing, I don't know what, a video capture or something like that. So I popped into a versus AI match. If you want to feel really good about yourself, pop into a versus AI match, because it puts you with other players that are actively searching to play against the AI. And this is a cue that a 7-year-old who does not play PC games can jump into and do very well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's this. It's very troubling.
Wait. Are you telling Jesse he's so bad that he should play with?
No. I'm just saying in general, if someone wants to feel better about themselves, to jump into the versus AIQ.
Unless you're team variety streamer, because we just shit on pros.
That's true. We do just shit on pros.
The problem I have is that I am utterly obsessed with the fact that your games, like games played versus games won, and it drives me crazy because I must keep that winning record going.
Oh.
But when you get put in games that are like, you have 2 minutes left and there's no way you can win, I'm like, what? Why is that a loss? And then someone online was like, doesn't count, bro. It's like, bullshit. I look every time after I lose. I look every time to see that I'm now have a worse record, and a single tear comes down my cheek.
Yeah. Even so like much. If you go like watch or go to like Master Overwatch, even like all the best players, because they have a weird algorithm for it, they're all 50% win rates. Like every single one of them.
It's like I think I'm at 84 games played, 51, something like that. So I'm just like, I can't.
It's not bad.
I'm perpetually at that, like, just over half one game. It's like, you're killing me. You're killing me here, Blizz.
Well, there you go. So, my
Mercy's like ranked 250 now in the world.
There you go. Good job.
Who is?
My Mercy.
Woo, child. You're so good. Meanwhile, I don't have any of that. I have.
Do you know why I'm ranked 250 in the world? Because all I do is heal Poke, who's like one of the best Genjis in the world, and he kills everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fucking recipe for success. That's why we win any game we play.
I fundamentally cannot. Yeah, every time I play, I'm either forced to be a tank, in which case it's like, all right, well, I have to figure out which tank goes with this team of misfits we have. Or I'm a healer, and then I have to figure out which healer goes with this team of misfits. So I'm constantly switching between tanks and healers, like, well, I guess one of these has to fucking work.
To jump back to the wild, is that going to be streamed live on the internets? Or are you going to be on?
It will be. It's not going to be on any TV that I'm aware of, but it'll be on the internet. And so if you want to see people talk to those film stars, then that's a thing you can see.
Are you going to that, Sam?
What?
The WoW premiere?
Oh, I wasn't invited. No.
Oh, they invited me, but they're like, you could fly yourself out here. I'm like,
No.
I'm not gonna fucking go to move and buy a suit. Like, no.
I guess the Overwatch team likes us, but the WoW team doesn't like us. So,
well,
it's cool.
Whatever.
It's cool. WoW devs.
I get to go do that, and I'm gonna sit there and be like, "Yo, I'm gonna secretly be the guy who's like, yo, if I sit through this movie and it is not canon appropriate, I'm gonna have a nice talk."
Oh, you haven't? I figured you were one of the people that went and saw it early.
I ain't seen shit, and I don't want to see anything.
I think Tally's seen it like three times already or some shit. So you can ask him if it's going to be good.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to know nothing. And I'm going to go in, and when it's done, I'll be like, bro, Chris Metzen, let's have a talk.
You just pull Metzen aside at the fucking thing?
Homie.
Yeah.
I will. I'll be like,
listen,
bro, we need to have a chat.
There you go. Mr. Adam Kolbe, how's it going? What are you up to?
Doing good, man. We had Roll20 Con on the weekend. And,
how'd that go?
It went great. It went really good. They were raising money for Cyber Smile, which is a like anti-online bullying charity. And we played a shit ton of role-playing games. And by the end of the day, my last slot was like, I can't remember, like late. It was the last slot of the day, and I was playing with Wheat and Caitlin and Seltzer and Jesse and Jeff. And I basically just engineered a scenario for the game where I didn't really have to do anything. And thankfully, Jeff and Jesse did not disappoint. So
clothes ripped off, and then I became a dragon.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It's been a long time since I laughed that hard at a role playing game. So it ended on a real high note for me. But, yeah, it was really fun.
Are there VODs of that if people want to watch it?
Yeah, we're gonna cut them up and put them on the YouTube cool. Over the course of next week. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And other than that, I've been prepping for more Swan Song. It's nice to get back to that universe. Yeah. We had Swan Song stories last week, which was super fun.
That's tomorrow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, getting back to that tomorrow. So just business as usual for me, role-playing games. Also, my playthrough of Persona 4 continued.
How's that going?
Fucking long. Holy shit.
Well, how far are you?
I'm 52 hours in, I think.
So you're probably like 70% of the way through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am about two-thirds of the way, so we're working through it.
Have you gone to the beach yet?
Yes. Yeah. We just had the beach episode. Yeah. I just got the last character in the party.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's getting me excited for Persona 5 whenever the fuck that's going to come out.
Yeah. Sometime this year.
Yeah. Sometime in the distant future. It's Japan in September and then us. I'm hoping it comes out after the new PlayStation hardware because I got to buy a new PS4. I don't want to buy one of the current ones.
Yeah. Probably.
So we'll
see. It'll probably come out on Christmas, I would think.
I was going to say, those are probably Christmas. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll know more next week at E3, I'm sure. They'll probably tell
us. Yeah, I guess so.
So there you go. Yeah.
Keep an eye out for it.
Well, cool. Pocket, how's it going with the blonde hair?
Oh, it's a wig.
I know it is. I wasn't going to say that. I was going to let you say that.
Oh, I don't care. It's a wig.
Okay.
It's going to...
What? I don't even care. It's a wig, haters.
I have like 30 wigs. And I love the people who are like, oh, I just now figured out she wears wigs and his entire hair, like, every day. But yeah. How's it going? Good. I'm hungover again. So
Sunday games, everybody.
Are you
Sunday.
An alcoholic or do you just do Saturday drunk streams?
No. I went out with friends.
Oh, okay.
The first one.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. You're an alcoholic. I forgot about that. Okay.
Not an alcoholic. But no. Well,
that's the thing about being an alcoholic. You're not hungover. You see, she's hungover, not still drunk. So there's
yeah.
Enjoy your hangover, Pocket.
You have a point.
Enjoy it. It's not that bad. But no, I've been playing Overwatch as well, and I'm not done with Final Fantasy. Overwatch makes me rage so hard, though.
Makes everyone rage.
Like, and the play of the games is such bullshit most of the time. They're just like, really? Why are we picking this?
It can be.
One was literally a failed ult from McCree. Like a failed ult, and he got play of the game.
Must have been a really bad game.
Oh, you triggered Jesse. You just
did something. last night, Krendo and I were playing, and at the end of play of the game, during the play of the game, it was a Genji play, and while he's running around killing a guy, a McCree like panic ulted and was caught on film. It was so funny. He's trying to pull out his gun and just gets murdered. And I was like, that's the problem with 90% of this game. Everyone's like, oh, fuck! And they just try to spam their alt. It's like, no, bro.
All I ever see is poker for the game, and they're just like 6v1 masterpieces. So yeah. I haven't seen a bad play of the game in a long time.
It's been a really long time for us because Poke's too good at Genji. He'll just pop his ult, go in, kill six people.
Literally.
And we don't even say anything about it because it just happens every game. Like, he's actually too good. It's really annoying.
Sextuple kill.
Yeah, that Genji ult requires a high degree of precision because if you're not as good with Genji, it feels really bad.
Oh,
you're like, what's up with this ult? It's terrible. It's like, no, it's me. Yeah. I'm terrible.
Yeah. Poke's really good at it. But Overwatch, how far? Final Fantasy X, is that what you're playing, Pocket?
Yeah, I'm like 21 hours in. I think I'm like 70% of the way.
Okay. Did you fight Seymour in the ice world yet? Or in the ice mountain?
No, I don't think I've gotten to that.
Okay.
Oh, music's so good for that part.
Yeah, that's my favorite fight in the game.
Yeah, I think really I just got done with the giant, like, you're on a boat fighting a dragon.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? And yeah. I kept dying because I forgot to level up all my dudes, and finally I leveled them all up, and then just, like, it was easy. So.
Pocket, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you say this shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Oh, true.
No.
You are like rocking Gwen Stefani right now.
That is true. Yeah.
Can you say you ain't no hollaback girl?
Can you say you're walking in a spider web?
No, see, I don't think that's the right Gwen Stefani. I think it's overshooting it a little. If you're wearing like some checkerboard like giant pants.
Yeah.
It's true.
No doubt. Zero doubt. No Tragic Kingdom. Yeah.
Definitely.
That's true. Well, cool. That's what everyone's been up to, including Gwen Stefani.
Sorry. I can't. You're looking exactly like her. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
You're not a big fan of the look.
I don't mind. That's like a compliment. Gwen Stefani is a very gorgeous woman.
Yeah. I don't mean it as to be negative.
Her music's a little annoying, but yeah.
Wow. Wow. Rude.
Wow. Rude. Wow, Gwen.
Humble Batgirl is one of the most annoying songs ever, and it gets stuck in your head, and you're like, I hate myself right now.
You guys remember when she went through that weird phase where she had, like, Harajuku slaves, basically, that just, like, did her bidding? Yeah, that was...
Harajuku girls? Yeah, man.
Yeah. She's like, goes to Japan and buys some people to take home with her. Weird.
That's what you do when you're big in Hollywood.
I guess so, when you're Gwen Stefani.
Jesse's almost there. He's got a Hollywood stylist. Next time, he's going to Japan.
When I have a bunch of Japanese people just walking around my house. Next time I'm going to pay people to walk in the background, you guys will be like, what? those are my Japanese slaves.
This person's only job is to clean my Kerrigan statue every day. Just walks in and cleans it.
He already has someone that does that.
Oh, fancy. Fancy. Adam, save us from this intro and let's talk about some balance.
Happily. So as is tradition, we will start by rolling the Destiny pool.
Ooh.
So let's go ahead and do that. It should be clear already. You should be able to just go on ahead and roll that up. So you can go sync pool.
Character out.
Yeah, sync pool with GM if it shows any number in there. And then once you're done, just go ahead and roll
Who's
it up.
Rolling first.
All right, Lana generates a dark side point.
Nice.
Thanks, Pocket.
Nice.
JP, no, it's not nice.
Yeah, that's us. Dark side of us.
Look,
no, the dark side the dark side points are for me.
You're quickly forgetting.
Last time they were for us, and the light was for you.
That's on your rolls.
Yeah, that's when you roll. Yeah, when you do the force stuff. All right, Theron, bouncing it out. So we're in one.
Sam.
Last episode, we definitely took black ones, I think.
No, we had all white.
When you use the force, I think you're just thinking that because you're the only person in the party who uses the black ones.
Not evil. All right, cool.
But no, like, we're just flipping it. Like, when we use our evilness, we're
nice.
So we're ahead 2-1 right
now. So you're getting an advantage to start with.
All right, here we go. I hope I roll fucking dark side because it's it's 17 hours today. We're not gonna do anything, gents. Fuck yeah! Oh
my God. All right,
I'm going okay for the next 3 hours. Pocket, don't.
Lana's gonna die.
2-2. Cool. All right. So let's start. We'll start the game. We have the music fade in, and we hear kind of the faint strains of the Imperial March, and we see Agent Belsa in the Moff's castle, probably in the quarters that have been assigned to you, and you're standing in front of a 1/8 size hologram of ISB Agent Willem Fox, and he does not look pleased.
Right.
So we come in kind of post pleasantries part of the conversation, and Agent Fox is saying to you, he says, I would like to know why I can't reach your commanding officer, Belsa. What's going on Terrace? And kind of like scowls at you. I think you've seen him angry before, and the fact that he's emoting as much as he is an indication that he's still got a ways to go before he's really pissed. Mm. But yeah, he's trying to put a little pressure on. He wants to know what's going on.
I kind of just like stare into the comms, hand behind my back, and I say, my commanding officer has been taken prisoner as a false PR stunt to sway the people. We've had some unexpected setbacks, sir.
And he kind of sighs, and he says, unexpected setbacks, Agent. I don't like to hear that. You shouldn't have setbacks of any kind, let alone an unexpected sort. And Agent Talon's been imprisoned, you say?
Yes, sir. Falsely, of course. Only for television.
He kind of shakes his head and he's like, you're agents of the Imperial Security Bureau. False imprisonment is irrelevant. Get him out. Bring him up here so I can have a conversation with him.
Right away, sir. He just needs to get on my heels.
Go to the kitchen. Yeah. I mean, all right. So you head off. And I think we wipe to Agent Talon. And you are still in Moff Rilcott's dungeon.
Yes.
So you're in this Spartan gray box with a force field kind of flickering in front of it. And you're talking to the moth. You're talking to Moff Rilcott. And the young moth is sort of pacing back and forth. You can hear the click of his boots on the concrete. And he's sort of wringing his hands and he's saying to you, and he's like, Agent Talon, I would love to have you released right now, but I'm sure you understand things are still very hot outside. And, well, if we were to simply let you go, it would represent either a weakness or simple foolishness on my part. And so I have to apologize. I'm going to have to keep you here some time longer.
Talon nods and says, we wouldn't want anyone to see you as weak or foolish. You're neither of those things. I do have a plan, however, that I think benefits both of us.
Can I just move past the moth and just...
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is when Belsa approached.
Yeah, like Belsa just walks straight past the moth, like head held high, just takes the force field down, looks at Thalen and says, you have a call from headquarters.
So the moth looks at you and you walk past him and just like press the button. And he kind of startles, and he says, excuse me, agent, and like reaches for the controls.
I just like grab his hand. So before he can press the controls, I just give him like a fucking death stare.
Okay. Yeah. So he's got some guards, like he's got two guards down here and you can see that they take a sort of hesitant step towards the moth. And, you know, you're holding his wrist and he kind of scowls at you and he puts his hand up to, like, hold his guards. But he makes eye contact with you. Like, if I didn't do this, they would just shoot you right now. I'm in charge. And he, like, pulls his hand away from you. And he says, the release of my prisoners is my jurisdiction and not yours, agent.
Oh, and if you'd like to answer to the Empire, be my guest, little moth.
And he scowls at you and he says, answer to the Empire. On Terrace, I am the Empire agent. Do not forget, you work for me. And he's like, look, he's like a good foot shorter than you. So he's like looking up at you when he says this.
Theron interrupts and says, he is correct, Belsa. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. You can tell our commanding officer. I'll deal with him once we have taken back this planet. Until then, I stay prisoner. But it's good you're here. I was just going to tell our moth my new plan, one that I think will benefit all of us, although it is dangerous.
Also kind of tuts and just like activates the force field again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the moth kind of like waves his guards back like, see, it's fine. And they kind of like stand at ease behind him.
Here's my plan. The execution must go on as scheduled. And what we'll do is stage what appears to be a rebel assault on the compound during the execution. The moth will go on TV saying evidence has been found that the video of us killing that girl was actually the rebels. And thus tying Otto into the attack on the facility. And according to some planning we'll do, some wonderful theatrics and a clever bit of acting on your part, Moth. We'll portray ourselves as the insurgents. They were the ones who killed the original team sent by the Empire and took their place. Tried to spark a revolt, which almost worked. Instead, you are going to show them what a real leader is. This means all of us, Bell, Otto, we're going to have to make our way around this city undercover and find our bounty hunter friend, wherever she's gone. If the moth agrees, he can open the compound up for a public viewing of the execution, and we can set off several minimal explosions on the outer wall to cause panic, and nothing heavily damaging the facility, of course, sir. But the two of you, Belsa and Otto, will infiltrate the facility and be seen as you save me from my imminent demise, and we, the rebels, will escape. Moth will have all the deniability in the world and be able to send our stormtroopers, TK and the rest, out to find us and stop us from causing more damage to the city. In order to secure this planet, we're going to have to move away from the spotlight and work from the shadows.
Am I even there?
Sure. Oh, you're not? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I have no clue.
It doesn't matter. You could have been there if you want to. It makes sense for you to hear this.
Yeah.
Okay. I just kind of like smile, then I see how Belsa reacts.
I just kind of look at Otto, and I just look to my head, and I'm like, shadows, Otto. And just walk shadows back upstairs to obviously relay our plan to HQ.
Okay.
Otto, this is your one chance to tell them that you saw me get captured. God.
No, I report back.
You still haven't told anyone.
Oh, no. If I come to the room, the first thing I say is like, I was waiting for the shot to occur, and then Lana got kidnapped, and I figured that I should not take the shot and alert everyone. And so I came back to report that she's been kidnapped. So I figured you already knew that.
All right. Well, then, yeah. Then we're going to go find our bounty hunter friend. And the way we'll do it is the Moth will create a public display. He'll open the gates so people can watch this traitor be executed, this person who clearly is operating outside of the law. And when that happens, we will have Otto. I imagine you will have set up several explosions that are only for effect, not actual damage, to cause a panic around the
base. I just kind of like think like, okay.
Right, we don't
this is the part where we snapped that shot from Independence Day of the laser blowing up the lighthouse.
Exactly.
We don't want to kill anyone. We don't want to kill anyone. We just want to cause a panic. And so what we're going to do then is once that goes off, the two of you will then be seen rescuing me. And we'll have cameras set up around the facility. Sure, whatever. And we'll escape and we'll make our way out of the facility. And then the Moth will assign his stormtroopers, which are our stormtroopers, to track us down. And of course they won't look for us, but we will then operate in a way of trying to take... We clearly can't defeat the rebellion from a position of power. So we have to become like them and just go underground and start effing shit up by ourselves without any real authority. So we're going to have to do that. But the way to do that is to give the Moth deniability so he can say, like, I'm tracking down these insurgents, and we will go around and we're going to basically end up giving the rebels a bad name.
Okay. Got it. So Otto, I understand, sir. Then I walk out of the room and I go find 161 and ask for, I need a map of the city or a blueprint of some sort.
Sure. Yeah. So you find 161. He's probably with the rest of his brigade, and they're doing some like drilling probably in the yard. Yeah. So you come out and see him. So what do you want to do?
Well, I start off and say like I need a blueprint. Actually, can you send 4 of your stormtroopers out, have them survey the city, find 4 buildings that are completely useless. They have no sort of living people, alien. Well, if there's aliens inside, that does not matter. Those don't count, of course.
Sir, if there are aliens in the upper city, we're already screwing this job up.
Exactly. I need 4 abandoned buildings.
What if they're semi-abandoned, sir?
That's fine.
Understood.
I need them rather quickly, so please report to me within the next hour or two.
Gives you a salute, picks 4 of his dudes, and they head out.
Okay. I turn heel and go back inside and find Belsa.
Okay. So where's Belsa?
I think I would say I'm just wrapping up the communications with our higher-ups.
Okay. So how much of the plan have you explained to Agent Fox?
I've basically told him that we're changing the original plan and going underground. We're going to pose as rebels to incite hatred towards the rebellion. And I'll give him a full mission report when we get back. And then I kind of like wrap up comms before he can scold me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think he listens to the plan, and you get no sense that he's like willing to offer any feedback by either positive or negative. Really, he's not like, that's a stupid plan, you shouldn't do that. But he's also not like, here's some ways you might fail. He just kind of like listens. And when you finish, he says, very well, agent, bring me results.
Cool. And, I like wrap up comms, and then Belsa sighs because she's like kind of frustrated and pissed off that the team is making her look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Climbing that ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's when Otto walks in.
Yeah. She's I walk in as you're sighing.
Like hands on the comm. She's just like looking down, sighing.
Yeah. I walk in as you're sighing and say, trouble in paradise, Belsa.
As always, Otto.
How do you think this plan is going to work that Theron has developed?
I have absolutely no idea, but at this point, we don't have a choice.
I suppose so. Well, I've sent the stormtroopers out. They're going to find the abandoned buildings. We should know. In about an hour or two, I can go around and place the explosives.
Perfect.
As for anything else around here, do you need help?
No, we're just waiting for Theron to get out of prison.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to go wait for 161 to return. Calms me if you need me.
Place my hand on Otto's shoulder as I walk past him and just like walk out of the room.
Okay. Yeah, I just maybe sit down in the chair, start cleaning my rifle.
Okay. Excellent. So we diagonal wipe to a more like a dingier environment, right? Like the place you saw before, it was all kind of like wood textures, and like the inside of the Moff's palace is quite nice. But here we're getting more of like a water damaged concrete sort of bunker vibe, like a hanging bulb, sort of bright, harsh light, but it's still a prison. I wanted to check with you. Okay, cool. So yeah, so you're Lana, you're in this cell, and it has a similar kind of layout. It's just like a concrete box with a bench, and there's a blue energy field separating you from, say, a dingy hallway. Now, you don't remember how you got here, because once they captured you, you got a bag over your head, so you don't know where you are. You assume you're still in Terrace. You were conscious the whole time, so it can't have been more than, you know, a couple of hours since you were taken from the shop.
Okay.
And you've been left alone in this cell ever since. They took your weapons, your armor, all your gear. But either intentionally as a matter of cruelty or just as a matter of oversight, you are left with your like chronometer with your watch. So you know precisely what time it is.
Okay.
And so maybe that's what we see when we fade in on Lana. You're casting a glance at your watch in this this dismal room.
Yeah, and I guess just waiting for. I was under the impression that they were going to release me as well.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine you were under that impression, weren't you?
Thanks.
So, I think you hear footsteps. Corporal Nolly, Greenskin's enforcer, she comes up, and she's dressed much more obviously in like military garb now. So she's got like armor on. She has a helmet, but it's not on. She's carrying it under her arm, and she has a heavy blaster pistol holstered at her waist. And so she walks up. She kind of gives you a steely look. And paces a little bit back and forth in front of your cell.
I don't look at her, and I just say, let me think. Let me choose wisely what I say. But I pretty much just say, well, how long do you plan on keeping me in here?
She says, she stops as if just noticing you for the first time, and looks over at you and says, Well, I suppose that depends on how cooperative you're planning on being.
I stand up and walk over to where she stopped in front of the cell, and I look at her.
Yeah, and at your presence, like the two of you are close to the force field, so it's reacting to the fact that you're getting close, so it's become a little bit more opaque and it's sort of like flickering, kind of like a bug zapper a little bit.
Yeah. I pretty much, and I have no expression or anything, and I'm just staring at her, and I'm like, well, I still need to speak to Greenskin. He had something that we wanted to talk about. He knows something about me, and I need to explain that.
Yeah, she says, everything that Greenskin knows about you, I know now too. And she like looks down at your watch and back at you.
I don't flinch. I just say, well, then you understand that I'm under a lot of pressure.
And I'd be happy to relieve that pressure, but first you need to tell us about Imperial operations on Terrace. I want everything you know.
And I sort of just like shrug and I'm like, I'm just a bounty hunter. I don't run anything. I'm just a bounty hunter contracted to work for them. Nothing more. They don't tell me everything.
She kind of smirks and she says, then it'll be a short conversation.
Well, then I sort of just like, I shrug and I'm like, well, we should at least have the conversation. I cooperated with you thus far. Perhaps you could let me out for a little bit. We can have a conversation, not treat me like an actual prisoner.
She
gave you guys information.
Yeah, she says, funny, isn't it? That semantic difference, real prisoner. She looks at the force field. She says, you're dangerous. Jory, I won't be letting you out anytime soon. Not until we have...
I look down, and I'm like, I'm not deigned. I have a watch. I don't have anything else. I have a watch and clothing. What, you want me to just take all this off, too? Are you that scared?
She scowls, and she says, no, just careful. I learned to control my fear. Something you should do as well. And again, she kind of like casts a quick glance at the watch, and she says, give us names, Jory. Who are you here with? Why? What's the ISB's plans for Terrace? How many men does the Moth have? How many vehicles? Maps of the facility? Ways in or out? Everything you know, I want to know. And then you're free to go.
I have a question. So do I know? I don't know. I remember if I know if the Moth is dead. Or if he's not dead, like the kid as well. Do I know this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of, I'm a bad person to ask because I know I know all the things and it's hard to remember what your character is and what you don't know. I don't know. What was the intent here? I think that you're not supposed to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The kid's alive. No, but the kid did a speech.
Yeah, no, the kid, like you knew the kid was alive. You don't know that his, I guess you would have learned that his dad. Yeah. That his dad was killed. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Yeah. So he did that speech. So I must know. Okay. Yeah, and then I say, okay, I'll cooperate.
Okay, so how much do you tell her about like your team and what you're doing here? And
I mean, I'm not going to be able to tell her like how many men because I'm not in charge of that. That would be something that they would know better. I tell her about Talon, obviously, because he's the closest to me, and I tell her about Otto, but I don't tell her about Belsa because I just pretend like I don't know who that is. And then the Moth, I know nothing about. I just know. Didn't I punch him? Yeah. I tell her that I punched him and he wanted me punished.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, you know, brought a small team here, but our exact dealings here are I'm unaware of because I'm just a bounty hunter here to do shit.
Okay. Let's get you to roll a deception roll because you are keeping some stuff back.
Okay.
So it's going to be deception against her. Let me see. I think probably against her perception. That seems about right. Yeah. Okay. So, the difficulty to lie to her is going to be two red and two green. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You got force points. You get your destiny points if you want to use them. Buy some upgrades. You can buy a downgrade for her, too, if you want to use both the points.
I think I do want to use a destiny point. Just one
upgrade. Okay, yeah. So just make sure you click it on there.
Okay, it's deception. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so deception with two red, two purple, and then, you got
it. Wait, it's two purple?
Yeah, you got it right.
You rolled it, yeah.
Two red, two purple, and then you bought yourself an upgrade.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Uh-oh. So you succeed. You got three successes.
But you have a despair.
Yes, you have a despair. So
I think that's the first time this has happened on the show.
She believes. She believes everything that you say. Also, you get that advantage. So if you have any strain, you can recover one. So maybe you feel good about that. You feel like you've told her a good amount of stuff. And let me see, what do I want to spend that despair on? I think, yeah, significant adventure. Okay. So I think what's going to happen is she believes everything you say. She thinks that you've told her everything that you want, that you have to tell her. And this is over the course of an hour or so.
Yeah.
And when you're done, she says, thank you, Lana. That'll be very useful. It's a good start. But we have a lot more work to do. And she kind of looks at the floor and sighs and looks back at you. And she says, well, you see, this is the thing about leverage. We have agents working to find the leverage that Talon had over you, and soon we'll have it. And once we do, you're going to prove very useful to us. I would have liked to have taken the leash off, Lana, but it looks like we've just changed hands. And she looks at you and she says, well, I suppose we'll be speaking again soon. And she kind of looks down. She says, I'll see if I can have someone bring you something to eat. Can't have you starving, can we? And she turns, she walks away.
Wow. Rude. That is rude.
So what do you do? Do you take it stoically, or is this a shouting and pounding on the screen thing?
I think I turn around and I slam my fist into the metal of the cell and just that's it. I just sit back down, throbbing hand in awe. Don't even.
Okay.
Just very, very, very angry. And in despair. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Rude.
So rude. These rebels. So let's cut back to Otto, and because it's been enough time for the troopers to hit the streets. And basically we're at the end of a debriefing. They're showing you the mapping that they've done with the scanning team, and they found some buildings they think would be appropriate. And I've kind of laid out this sort of map of the vicinity.
Okay. If I look at it, is it are they pretty close together? Are they far away? What's
well, tell distance? Me, why don't you tell me what you're looking for? And then we can do a roll to determine
I
how.
I'd just like to point out, I just wanted him to set off explosions on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in character. Dude wants to blow up buildings. All right. Whatever.
I mean,
whatever. This wouldn't be the first time you did something insane.
The thing is, you gotta learn to manage Otto a little better, right? You aim low. So he overdoes it to get what you want. Be like, go to the store, go to the corner bodega, buy yourself some firecrackers and just set them off on the lawn.
I have a flashback, and there was one moment after you tell me to do everything, there's always a flashback that rings true in my mind where it's like, no half measures, Otto. Always full measures. And so that's why I always go fucking crazy. I'm looking for just four buildings that are somewhat evenly spaced out to create a pretty big spectacle when these bombs go off.
Okay. Yeah. So just a sort of flashy demolition, looking to blow up some buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much I'm not going to try and demolish these buildings in an appropriate manner. I'm going to drop a bag of C4 on the top of the, or the equivalent, whatever, the thermal detonators on top of the building and then move on to the next building.
Yeah, like thermal detonators are like really powerful like grenades. You're looking for those like detonation charges they used in Jedi, the little like magnetic charges.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to like walk by a building, get up on the rooftop, put it there, cover it up with some sort of, you know, whatever, a piece of fabric or something like that to hide it, and then move on to the next building.
Okay, and is the plan to have enacted the setup for this already? Like, do you want to just jump to like you've already where they're like, all right, sir, the explosives are placed in these four buildings?
Yeah, I that's fine with me. Yes, that works.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. Well, there's no like demolition skill.
Yeah, let me look at the character sheet real quick. We could maybe do like maybe mechanics.
Yeah, I was thinking either mechanics or like knowledge warfare.
I'll do knowledge warfare because I actually have that ranked.
Okay. Or so just make an average difficulty knowledge warfare. The stormtroopers will provide you 2 boost dice.
Okay. So that's 2
scoped it out.
2 of the blue dice.
2 blue and 2 purple. Yep.
Okay. 2 blue, and then I'm rolling against 2 purple?
Yeah, just add 2 purple to your pull.
So okay, I'm going to use 1 upgrade as well.
Okay, yeah, so make sure too, because Lana didn't click the light side, so just hit it twice when you do it.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Okay.
And so that gives me 1 upgrade, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's the roll.
Okay.
I've just got all the destiny points now.
I do, yep. Okay, all right. So take a point of strain from the effort, but you get 2.
Did I recover all my wounds, right?
Yes, yeah, your back to time has recovered it.
Okay. Did that recover all the strain, cuz I still have 2 from last session?
Strain recovers. Oh yeah, if you're in the back to tank, you had time to rest and
okay,
yeah,
so I'm at 1 strain now.
You're fine. Gotcha. Yeah, you got 1. Okay, so demolition. Oh, wow. You rolled that against 4 purple for some reason.
I have 2 in the dice pool. I don't know why I rolled 4.
Well, you want to let's re-roll it. Try again.
I'm clicking knowledge warfare, not the dice roll, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so basically same
exact fucking thing.
Yeah, minus 1 less success, but that's fine. Okay. All you needed was 1 success. This isn't going to be opposed by anything. So yeah, you've set up the charges, and I think that's what that's what you and TK161 are kind of going over. And he says like these are these are the buildings that are set to explode. And I think at the end of it, he takes out of his utility belt. He's got a like a little handle with a clear plastic top and a little red button underneath. And he takes your wrist, so you like open your hand, and he puts it in your hand, and he looks at you, and he's like, "Be real careful with that, sir."
I kind of like look at him very sternly, and then just like slowly shift my gaze to the button and just kind of like smile a bit. And then I just like put up my side. Good work, 161.
Salutes you.
And then I think I start walking towards the jail cell.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we follow you and diagonal wipe to the dingy hallway. There's 2 local like regional guards standing to either side of the barrier. And what do you when we see you, Agent Talon, what are you doing in the cell?
Just sitting on, I imagine, like a metal bench of some sort, and arm like my elbows on my knees and just sort of head down, just waiting for time to pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So when I walk in, these guards are not under our control.
I mean, it's debatable, right?
So I guess when I walk in, I kind of like look to my sides and I just say, "I need the room."
And they kind of look at each other, and one of them says to you, she's like, sir, we are instructed to guard the prisoner. I can't leave my post.
And I'm instructing you to leave the room.
And she looks at her, like the other guard who just kind of like refuses, like he's just looking forward, like you're talking to him, not me. let's make a roll. Let's see if you can coerce them to leave.
Oh God, this will be good. Okay. So, what am I rolling against?
These two are just run of the mill, average human guards. But you know, you're in their home turf and their boss is upstairs. So let's say, it's two purple for the difficulty, and I'll give you one black die, one disadvantage because, you know, they're at home. So one black, two purple, and you're going to roll
coerce.
Because you're basically like threatening them, right? Like, I have more authority than you think.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so you do it. But there's a moment where maybe there's like tension, right? Like you sense that they might be like, no, we're going to stay. And then you're kind of imagining what the next thing you'll have to do will be.
Yeah.
Right? And then they kind of like look at you, they look at each other, and they both kind of together decide like, we'll go. And so I think that they're like, we're going to go and consult with the Moff about this. And it's a way of them being like, we're not abandoning our post. We just have to clarify some stuff and you can do whatever you want. Cause bye. And they leave basically.
Okay.
And you can hear them, their boots on the concrete steps heading upstairs.
Okay. When they leave, I like tap the door so it shuts and then open up the force field so I can walk over to Thalon or Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
I always say Thalon. Anyways, I walk over to Thrawn and say, sir, the explosives are rigged. I'll give you the device so you can push the button.
No, you must be seen pushing the button. You take it. It's your responsibility. I'm a prisoner. My execution is soon. There's nothing I can do. Unless someone were to save me, you must get the boy to speak before the public. That is your job. Elsa to do it. Get him to speak before the public. Get him to announce that both you and she are also members of the Rebel Alliance and you are wanted. Then the two of you must rescue me. It must happen. It's essential to the plan. It alleviates you of your ridiculousness in destroying the factory. It frees Belsa from her being connected with the murder of that girl. All of it must look like the Rebels doing. You must get the boy to do this.
Do you have a time frame for when you would like these to explode?
Hopefully before I'm dead.
Understood, sir. Is there anything I can get you while you're in here?
Peace and quiet. And I just sort of like go back to my little cell and just sit down in the little chair that's there or whatever it is, the bench.
Understood, sir. I'll see you soon. I go over to the door, hit the force field, open the door, and just like walk out to go find Belsa.
Okay, cool. Well, do you want to take a break here?
Yeah, this is a good break time. This works.
Okay, sure.
Cool. We'll take our first break. Still got 3 hours left to go here on Bounce Power Dark Side week 4 or 5, something like that. I don't know how many times you've played. I think it's four.
I think it's four.
So we'll be right back. We're going to take this quick break, and then we'll continue the plan. I think it's Belsa's turn to go convince them off.
look, he can't say no. The dude owes me a debt. I have the points. Adam can confirm this. He can't Joffrey me. It's okay. Not happening.
All right. Okay.
And if he does, I'm flipping the table on the rules. I'm going nuts. The boy owes me. I have the points.
Okay. All right. We'll see if he has the points after this. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.